Parshas Vayikra. The first pasuk starts off, Vayikra el Moshe, it's an Hashem call to Moshe, V'yadabra Hashem Elov, and Hashem spoke to him, Me'oyel Moyed Lemur, from the Oyel Moyed saying. Now there are two famous questions that all the Mephoshim ask on this pasuk is, first of all, how come in the Vayikra, the last Aleph is a small Aleph? Why is it small? And secondly, what does the pasuk say, Vayikra el Moshe v'yadavra Hashem Elov? It just should have said like it says always, V'yadavra Hashem el Moshe Lemer. Why does it have to say two times, Vayikra el Moshe, and then V'yadavra Hashem Elov? What's the Vayikra and then the V'yadavra? So the second question really Rashi answers, that the first Rashi says, L'chol dibrois, u'l'chol amirois, u'l'chol tzivuyim, kodmo kriya. Enichnami, every time before Hashem spoke to Moshe, before he said Vayadaber, or before he said Vayomer, he was always first a Vayikra. First Hashem always called to Moshe first. And what's the pshat in Vayikra? So Rashi says, Loshen Chiba. It's a Loshen of showing love. Loshen Shemalachai Hashoros Mishtam Shemboi. That's a Loshen the way the angels talk to one another. Shenema, it pasuk says by the Malachim, V'koro ze al ze. So Rashi Abel Neviyah Umas Olam, when Hashem went to talk to the Neviyim of the Goyim, Niglu Aleim B'loshen Arai, Stam V'tuma, Shenema Vayikor Elohim El Bilam, that Hashem appeared to Bilam, it says Loshen Vayikor. That's called Loshen Arai, which means that just by chance. But when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, first says Vayikro, that Hashem called to Moshe, that's a Loshen Chiba, of showing love to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Ramban adds that the Lashon Kriya was Kleimar Shayomer Elov Moshe Moshe, that Hashem first called to Moshe with the Lashon of Moshe Moshe Vayomer Hineni, and Moshe answered, here I am, and then Hashem spoke to him. And he says Ramban, V'zeh Derech Chiba V'ziruv L'Moshe. This is a Lashon of love like Hashem showed to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Ramban says that it says it over here because Shutchilas Hadibur Asher Hoya Elov Miyoyo Moid. This is the first time like that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Yoyo Moid, and it comes to teach us Al Kulam that all the rest of the times that Hashem spoke to Moshe from the Yoyo Moid, it was always with this manner that first Hashem called to Moshe, 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 Elosh and Chiba, and then he Vayidaber, then he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. And in the Yalkut Shemini, it learns out from Yir Halochom that the Yalkut says, the pasuk says Vayikra el Moshe, so hiktim kriya ledibur. So the Yalkut limdo Torah derech eretz. The Torah is coming to teach us some derech eretz. Shelo yomer odom lechaveroi dover elim ken kareyu. You should not go to speak to your friend unless first you call him. This is derech eretz. First call your friend, get his attention, and then you could go to talk to him. And that's this lashon achiba to the Hakadosh Baruch Hu went to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the pshat really is the way the Das Kain and Bala Tosfos brings down the Medrash Tanchuma, that the Medrash Tanchuma explains that why did Hashem have to call Moshe? So he says because Moshe was standing outside chutz from the Yoyim Moed. And really this was the last psukim of Pekudei in Shemais, that last psukim there says, for lo yochol Moshe lovei Eloyim Moed, Moshe could not come into the Yoyim Moed. Why? Ki shochin olif onen, because the onen, the cloud, came down, and Hashem's cover, the Shechina, was about on top of the Mishkan. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was like waiting outside because the Shechina was there, and Moshe Rabbeinu would not come inside unless first Hashem told him to come in, the same way it was by Har Sinai. Then when the Shechina came there, Moshe Rabbeinu would not go up to Har Sinai until first Hashem called to him. So therefore, the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the way Moshe Rabbeinu was waiting outside. So Hashem said, "Ein adin shehi Moshe oimed b'chutz." It's not nice that Moshe Rabbeinu should be waiting outside. Is miyad right away goes the parsha vayikra, vayikra el Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe, and like Rashi brings down, it's loshin chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe to first to call him first. So now we understand why first the pasuk says vayikra el Moshe, that that's something special by itself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe. With the Lashon that Ramban says, Moshe, Moshe, a Lashon of Chiba. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu first went to talk to him, V'yadavra Hashem Elov. But now we have to understand the first question, why in the word Vayikra is the last, the Aleph, is small. So really the Baal HaTurim over here brings down and says that Vayikri says Zira. Why is the Aleph in Vayikra small? So he says, Sheh Moshe l'rotz lichtav elo vayokor. Really, Moshe did not want to write the word of with an Aleph, but rather vayokor. Kedero shenema v'bilam. The same way it says when Hashem spoke to Bilam. Kilo l'niru loy Hashem elo b'mikra. As if to say Hashem was just coming to him by chance. That's the way Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to write it. V'yom loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, no. Lichtav gam b'yalef. I'm giving you a tzivah when you write down in the Torah. Vayikra, you have to write the Aleph. Because for Ketana. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, though, when he did write it down, he wrote it down small. Now, the pshat from this is really that this was Moshe Rabbeinu's anivus. That because Moshe was an onov, Moshe was a humble person. Like it's brought down, Moshe onov mikol adam, because of his midas anova, he did not want the word to be written vayikra, like we're saying now from the Ramban, that means a lashon chiba, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Moshe Rabbeinu and gives him covenant and talks to him nicely. Moshe did not want to write this down. He wanted rather just to write the word Vayokorim, like a chance Hashem came to speak to him, the same way Hashem went to speak to Bilam. That was because of Moshe's midav anova. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, I'm not going to let you do it. I want you to write the word Vayikra. You deserve to have the covet. You deserve to have it. Is the more somebody runs away from covet, the more covet Hashem gives him. But when Moshe did go to write it down, I call upon him the Aleph, he wrote down small. Like as if to say, even though Hashem told me to write down Vayikra, which means a Lashon covet, a Lashon chiba, I really don't deserve it. So therefore, because of Moshe's midah v'anova of being humble, he wrote the Vayikra with the Aleph small. And really the first one go a little bit more to say, that really this is the reason why did Moshe deserve to get so much covet from Hashem was because of his midas of anova. Like we said, the more a person runs away from covet, the more Hashem gives him covet. And the Medrash Tanchuma speaks out like this. It says that Habarach min Ashrara is Ashrara Odefas Achrov. If you run away from it, it runs after you. And it brings down a lot of Maislach here by Moshe Rabbeinu. That Kisayda Moshe Rabbeinu was running away from covet, and Kesayid Hashem was giving Moshe more and more covet. Now the Bear Moshe brings down a Zohar that's very good why when Moshe, like the Torah wants to show Moshe's anivus, the modesty of Moshe, it shows it with this Aleph, the small Aleph. And it brings down that the Zohar says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first went to create the world, all the Aleph Beis came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said to Hashem, please create the world with us. Each one, the Beis wanted to use him. The Gimel said, use me, the Dalet, use me. Only the Aleph, that was the only one that didn't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Aleph, how come you also didn't come to ask that the world should be created with you? So the Aleph answered back to say that, I'm the least, I'm the smallest of everybody, I have no number with me. Like two, Beis is like two, it has one and one. But the Aleph, I'm the smallest one, I have nothing with me, so for sure you won't use me to build the world with. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to the Aleph, no. Vani. It says, Heshev Hashem li Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to the Aleph, Al Tira, don't be afraid. Sha'at Tereish l'kulam kimelech. You're going to be the leader of them all like a king is. U'becho ani yosa litein Torah liYisrael. And with you, I'm going to give Torah to Klai Yisrael. Shenemar onoichi Hashem l'kecho. Onoichi the Aleph, that's the beginning, that's the Rosh l'chol ha-dibros. And who in the Aleph is the Rosh, the beginning of all the Isis. So we see here that because the Aleph had this Midav Anova, it thought nothing of himself, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him the Rosh, made him the beginning of the Aleph Beis, and put him in the first for the Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. See here also, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to show his Anivus, he showed us through this Aleph, which is also the Yisoid of Anova. And the Mepharshim want to go a step further here. Like we're saying now, the Vayikra now is coming to show us the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we're saying in this Aleph, it shows us Moshe's Midah of Anova. And first I want to say, because of Moshe Rabbeinu's Midah of Anova, that's why Moshe was Zeicha to be such a Novi, to be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like really, the Rambam in Perek Zayim Yisrael Yatera goes to explain the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevius and Shar Nevi'im. He says that Kol HaNevi'im, a misnabim b'cholei sheyirtzu. Other Nevi'im, Hashem couldn't talk to them at any time. Elo mechavonim es daitam v'yoshvim semeichim v'tuvi leiv. umizboydedin, shein ha'ashchina shorei elimitech simcha. As all the Nevi'im had to prepare themselves first before they got the Nevu'ah. They had to put themselves in a matzav of simcha, of being happy. That's when the Shekhinah comes by them. Ma'ashen kein, by Moshe Rabbeinu, ena kein, ela kol zaman, shoyechofetz, ez ruach ha'kodesh lef shosoi, va'anavu'ah ha'yishor relof, v'ein sorach lechavein dait lezdamin le mikoidim, shoyehu muchon v'oymed kemalach ha'yashoros. His Moshe Rabbeinu was always ready and prepared to have Nevu'ah come to him, like a malach. This is the Lashon of the Rambam. And there's the famous pasuk that says, V'loikom Navi Oid Bi Yisrael K'Moshe. We didn't have any other Nevi'im like Moshe. So the Dibur Yecheskel wants to be medayik. It says Lashon, V'loikom Navi Oid Bi Yisrael. What's the Lashon Bi Yisrael? He wants to say it means that all the other Nevi'im, when they were B'Teich Klal Yisrael, they couldn't have Nevu'ah. They had to first be separated, have his burdedis, prepare themselves to bring them into the Matzif to have Nevu'ah. Ma'ashen kein Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was Bi Yisrael, in the middle of Klal Yisrael, amongst other people, at any time, any situation he was in, he was always roi to have the Shekhinah, to have the Nevu'ah to him. That's the possible Lekom Navi Oid Bi Yisrael, ke Moshe. Is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest darg of Nevu'ah there was. And the Pasuk is saying now, how was Moshe Zoyche to have this much at Nevi'is? Was because of his Midas of Anava. That's what it says in this Aleph. And this could also be pshat in the Pasuk, why it says, first Vayikra El Moshe, then Vayadabar Hashem Elov. To come to teach us that Vayikra El Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe at any time, any situation he was in, Hashem called him, and right away, Vayadabar Hashem Elov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to talk to him, he was in the Matziv to be Mekabel Nevu'ah. Ma'ashen kein by all Shar Nevi'im, it couldn't just be that Hashem called to them and spoke to them. First, there had to be preparation. They had to have the big hachona before that. They have to be misboided, like the Rambam says, and prepare themselves to have the Nevu'ah. Ma'ashen kein by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Vayikra Moshe. At any time, Hashem called to Moshe. And right away, he was able to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu. And we're saying now, why was Moshe Zoyche to such a big Madregi in Nevu'ah? It was because of Moshe's Midah of Anava. That's what Smurum is in this first Vayikra, in the small Aleph, of Moshe's Midah of Anava. The Mepharshim bring down another pshat, why this Aleph is written small. The Kli Yoker says, and the Sif Sekayin says, it comes to teach us that when Kitanim, small children, start to learn Torah, they're supposed to start learning Sefer Vayikra. Why Sefer Vayikra? Because Vayikra talks about the union of Karbonus. Now, Korban has to be brought Betachlas Hatayra. You have to have a pure heart. You can't have any Shemetz Tumah. You can't be thinking about bad things. Because the hope shot of a Korban is, the Lashon Korban is Lashon of Korav. You're bringing yourself close back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to have a Kapara. You did a Chet, you did something wrong that takes you away from Hashem. Now you want to bring a Korban to bring yourself again Korav, close back to Hashem. So Korbanos have to be done Betachlas Hatayra. Now a Tinik, they have no Averis yet. They're called Batachlas Hatayra. That's why it's good why Tinoikis, they're supposed to start learning Sefer Vayikra. And that's the small Aleph to rumors to us that the small Ketanim, they should start to learn Sefer Vayikra. For Avadu Hu Adin, it's Lav Davka for Ketanim, even for Gedolim, bigger people. When they go to learn these Pashas of Vayikra, it's also considered as if they're bringing a Korban, and as if it's in the Beis Hamikdash. And we have Begdusha, Vatayra, everything is here. And the more is dashing, kol oisik boila is kilu hikri boila, kol oisik b'mincha is kilu hikri b'mincha. So it goes upon everybody that when we learn these parshias, we have to be b'tayro v'kedusha, and remember it's considered as if we are bringing the karbonis, and we're in the Beis Hamikdash, b'tachlas hatayro. But I call upon him, it's merum mesiyah that tinoikis, when they start learning, they should start learning Sefer Vayikra. Now the Ramban here, just for a little hakdama to Sefer Vayikra, he just explains that at the end of Shmois we got finished, that the Klai Yisroel built the Mishkan, they put up the Mishkan, and that was the Mokum Hasros HaShchina. That's the Mokum that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu will live with us. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now goes to teach us the Lachos of Karbonos, because Hashem doesn't want that because Klai Yisroel will do Chatoim, will do sins, that the Shechina will have to go away from us. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Parsha of Karbonos, which is a Kapora, which Hashem will forgive us. If we do an Aveira, we have this kapara of bringing a Korban, and that will keep that the Shekhinah will stay with us. So therefore, Karbonus was a necessity for the Mikdash, for the Mishkan, in order that the Shekhinah she could say to stay with us. That even if we do Chatoyim, there will be a Kapara through the Karbonus. Now exactly what's the time, what's the reason why we bring Karbonus? There's the famous Ramban at the end of Pasuk Tes, that the Pasuk says, Oyle Ishe Reach Nichoyach Lashem, that the Korban should go up, Oyle Ishe, the burning of it, should be Reach Nichoyach Lashem, should give like Nachas Ruach, pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramban on this Pasuk first brings down the Rambam's Pshat, he says in the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam says the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Inyan of Karbonus, he says, because when Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, they saw all the tumas of the Avodah Zarah. They saw the way the Mitzrayim used to be Isaac in doing the Avodah Zarah, the Tle. The Tle, that was their Avodah Zarah. Who had been laid in Kastim, and they used to be over there, the Seirim, the goats. That was their Avodah Zarah. And then he said, there were other type of Goyim, that they used to worship the mazel of Shor. They used to mazel the ox. That was their Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to outroot from Klal Yisrael any min Avodah Zarah. So therefore, these three types of animals that the Goyim used for their Avodah Zarah, the Tleh, the sheep, the Izim, the goats, or the Shor, the oxes, these three types of animals, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah to Klal Yisrael to bring these type of animals into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Mishkan, to bring it for Korban Lashem, like to uproot Avodah Zarah, that we should only be doing Avodah Lashem and not to be Yitzik in Avodah Zarah. And that's the reason for the Inyan of Karbonus. The Ramban doesn't like this time. Like he says, it's very difficult to understand that there shouldn't be any Tuelis for us in bringing Karbonus, only just for the fact of uprooting Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the Ramban says his own reason, and he says, Avada, the Karbonus are coming for Kapara, are coming to forgive us if we did any chatoim, if we did averus. And the Ramban says that because when a person does an avera, shemaisa b'nei yodim is nigmorim, they're finished with three things. Three things help you do the maisa avera. Your machshava, your bad thought, you had to do it. Over dibur, with your mouth that you spoke about doing it. Over maisa, the actual action of doing the avera itself. Therefore he says, Sivu Hashem ki kashayechta v'yovi korbin, that when a person did a chet, did something wrong, and now he brings a korban, like we said before, Lashon korban comes from korav, you want to bring yourself close back to Hashem, you want to have forgiveness, is first, yismach yodav olav, keneged ha-maisa. Then you introduce simicha, put your hands on top of the animal, on top of the korban, like for kapora, for the maisim, your hands did the avera. For yisvade bepiv, then there's an Indian always a vidui, speaking out with your mouth, saying that you feel bad that you did the avera, speaking out vidui, that's keneged hadibur. That's because you spoke about doing the avera. Then the yisarav veish hakerav akloyos. Then you take the animal and you burn the insides, the kidneys of the animal on the mizbeach shein klei hamachshava v'hataiva, because the insides of the animal of a person, that's where the machshava, your thoughts come from, and that's where your taiva, your desires come from. So these things, what do we do with them? We burn it on the Mizbeach. And then v'yizroi kadam ala Mizbeach. Then we sprinkle the blood of the animal on the Mizbeach. Kineged domoi, kineged your blood, b'nafshoi. K'deish yechoshev adam, that a person should think. Ba'asoysa kol eila, when a person does these things, does the avoid of the korban, that when a person did the avera, he also did the avera with his guf and with his nefesh. For that really, since you did the avera, your blood should be spilled. And really, your body should have been burnt. Except now that Hashem has chesed, has rachmonos on us. That instead of taking us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this carbon. And with this korban, these things are being done to the animal instead of being done to us. And with this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us. So the way the Ramban explains it, we have a tremendous tuelis. We gain a lot from the union of karbonus, that we have a kapor, we have our forgiveness. And we know that the pasuk always says, Lev nishbar v'nitke, that the way to do tshuva is to first break your heart a little bit, Lev nishbar v'nitke, then you could come to do tshuva. In other words, by us seeing the mice of the korban, we see what's being done to the animal, what should have been done to us. That gives us a lev nishpar, and with that we could be venitka, we could clean ourselves, we can bring taira back to ourselves. I mean, agav, we see from this Ramban how chomer it is to do an avera. And even if we do it just b'shoigig, like a korban is usually brought, if you did an avera b'shoigig, I mean, not willingly, you did the avera. Still, the Ramban says that really because of that avera, we ourselves deserve to be killed, and our blood should have been spilled. But Hashem has the midas of chesed with us, and he lets us bring a korban instead of this. Just on Balamusa talk about this, that today sometimes when people do a chet b'shoigig, that they didn't realize they did, they didn't realize they carried on Shabbos, they didn't realize they did something wrong, it means nothing to them. They'll talk about it, they'll laugh about it, as if they didn't do anything wrong. And here the Ramban is explaining that the union of korbanos is to show us that even for the chet that we do b'shoigig, really, we should have deserved such a big einish. But Hashem had rachmonis, had the midas of chesed upon us, and we only have to bring a korban instead. In Pasuk Beis it says, "Daber o bnei Yisroel v'yamartu aleihem odom ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem." If a man wants to bring a korban to Hashem, so it says, "Min abheima, min aboka, min atzayin takriv v'es korbanchem." Now the Alshach asks, how come it starts off with the lashon yochid odom ki yakriv? If a man wants to bring a korban, then it says mikem from you a lashon rabim. Like what does it change from a lashon yochid to Lashon Rabbin? And he explains like this, that Odom, when a person doesn't aver himself, really the whole Klal Yisrael is a klal of Kol Yisrael Areivim Zeh L'Zeh. When one person doesn't aver, everybody is responsible for that aver, they should have stopped the person from doing it. So really everybody needs a forgiveness for that aver. So that's what the Pasuk is saying, Odom, even though one person did the aver, but Kiyakrev Mikem, really is considered that the korban is coming from the whole tzibur, because this korban is mechaper on the whole tzibur. And really there's a gemara in Yuma like that the gemara says, Amar Rabbi Meir, G'day le tshuva, b'shvil yochid she'osa tshuva, meichlin l'chol oilam. Because of one person that does tshuva, the whole world has a kapara. Shenem me'erpa mishavoysam oyavim nidova, kishav api mimenu. So he's mazba like this, that when one person does an avera and he does tshuva, it's a kapara for the whole world, because really everybody needs a kapara, because of the klal of Kol Yisrael Areivim Zeh L'Zeh. So when one person does the avera, everybody has a part of it. So really everybody has to do tshuva for it. That's the chiddush. No, if the person himself does tshuva, his tshuva helps for everybody. Then pasuk gimel im oila korbanoi. If you want to bring a korban oila, it's min habakar zocha tomim yakrivenu a pesach loymoyed yakrivoysoi liritzoyna lefnei Hashem, that it could be brought from a bakar, from cattle, zocher, it has to be a zocher, and you bring it to pesach loymoyed and yakrivoysoi liritzoyna lefnei Hashem. Then it says the mitzvah of a somach yodi aroi shaylom v'nir tzoloy lechaper lov. There's the mitzvah smicha, put your hands on top of it, and v'nir tzoloy, you have a forgiveness. Now, the Rabbeinu Bechai explains why does the Pasuk start off with a Korban Oila before a Korban Shlomim or the other Korbanos. He says because a Korban Oila, the Ikka Kaporo, is for the Machshava. If you did an Avera with your Machshava, the bad thoughts that we had, that's what a Korban Oila is Mechaper. And he says that's the beginning of all Averas. First, a person thinks about doing the Avera in his heart, and then he goes to do the Maisa, the actual action. Therefore, the korban oila, which comes for the forgiveness of the machshava, the thought, that comes first. Now, the end of pasuk gimel, it says, "Yakriv oisai," he should bring the korban liritzaynoi willingly lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. And Rashi brings down the Gemara Nerchan that says, "Yakriv oisai" means melamed shekoyfen oisai. We could like force a person to bring a korban. Yochol bar korchoi, maybe really by force. It has to be willingly. Hoketz, how does it come out? We force him until he himself agrees to bring it. And there's the famous Rambam in Hilchos Gershon that explains this, that what do you mean we have to force you, and then you do it willingly? Where's the willingly if we force you? And the Rambam says, really everybody has the Yetzer Tov that wants to do good. It's only the Yetzer Hara you have that stops you from doing good.
So Yakriv Kaifenoy so we force you means we force the Yetzirah to leave you alone. Until finally you say you want to do it means that your Yetzer Tov really wants to do it. And that is the real rutz and the real will of a person is to do good. So that's the pshat that we force you until you yourself agree to do it. Now some of our shemiks ask, why does the pasuk end off liritzoyne lefnei Hashem? What does it mean you do it willingly lefnei Hashem in front of Hashem? Really it's extra. So say over from the Hashem the Chassam Sofer like this, that the pasuk says el pesach oyumayid yakri voisai, that sometimes we have to force you to come to bring a korban. Kaifenoisai. And the pshat is, it's embarrassing. You come to Yerushalayim, come to Eretz Yisrael. People are going to ask you, what are you doing here? So then you have to say, I came to bring a korban. It's not so nice. You're going to be embarrassed about it. So Yakriv Oisa, we have to force you to come to bring the korban. However, once you do bring the korban, once a person comes into the Beis HaMikdash, he sees the Avodah, he sees the way the Kahanim are doing the Avodah Hashem, he learns what it means to do the Avodah Hashem, to do it Miyava, to do it Meira. Once he sees that, that's called Liritzoyne Lefnei Hashem. When you're in front of Hashem, then of course you're doing it Liritzoyne. Then you're doing willingly. When you see the, what it means to learn nicely, what it means to do mitzvahs nicely, when you see tzaddikim do mitzvahs, from that you learn how easy it is to do it, and you get a geshmak in doing it, you come to love to do it. So that's the pshat of the end of the pasuk. Liritzoyne Lefnei Hashem. That once you're there in front of Hashem, once you see the toiv, then it's easy, then you have a big rutz and a big will to do it. The problem is only to bring you to see the good. So a Pesach Oyemoyed Yakriv Oisayim, we have to force you to bring you to the Pesach Oyemoyed. But once you get there, once you're there Lefnei Hashem, then for sure it's called the Ritzoynoi, you yourself will enjoy it, you will see the Geshmak in doing the mitzvahs the right way.
In the Pesach test it says, by the Korban Oyla it says, Oyla Isha Reach Nichoyach Lashem. That by bringing the Korban Oyla, it's a Reach Nichoyach, giving Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really in the Gemara in Menachos in Avkuf Yud, it says that, Nema Ba'oilas Behema Isha Reach Nichoyach. U'Ba'oilas Oif Isha Reach Nichoyach. The same thing, when you bring a bird for Korban Oyla, the Pasuk also says, Isha a firing of Reach Nichoyach. U'Vemincha, the Pasuk says, Isha Reach Nichoyach. The Gemara says, Loi Malach, to teach us, that echad hamar bevyechad amabit, whether somebody does a lot or whether somebody does a little, ubelvach yechav and libul l'shemayim. The main thing is you have to have in your mind, in your heart, that you're doing it for the purpose of Hashem. So we see from here is that hareshu ikeru kavanas haleiv. The main thing of bringing the korban is to have the kavanas haleiv, because this is like we're saying the yisoid of all the korbanos. That the yisoid of a korban is that a person becomes closer back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way he becomes close is with his machshava, with his thoughts. And this is very good. Why Chazal, the Gemara in Tainus, darshens from the pasuk, only avdoi b'chol levavchem, that we darshen ezehui avoidi shibaleiv, what's called an avoid or work that we do in our hearts, heviyay mezu tefillah. This is called tefillah. And Chazal say that b'zman hazeh b'mokim shein beis hamikdash, we don't have the korbanos anymore, that the tefillah, the davening, is b'mokim hakorban. And it's very good, we're saying the inyan of bringing the korbanos was that with your machshavta, with your lev, you are makarv yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said, echad amar b'v'yechad amamit, o b'vach yechad libu l'shamayim. Who are in your lev? That's called ezehu avoid yishibalev. What's called the avoid in your heart? That's called tefillah. So it's very good why tefillah takes over the place of kabbonis, because both of them is in you working with your heart to bring yourself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really on this Amayma Chazal that said that Echad Hamar B'v'yechad Amamit U'Bavach Yechav V'Libu L'Shamayim, the Taz asked the question. The Taz said, Monashach, what are we talking about? If they're both being Mechav L'Shem Shemayim, so who are the Marba, the one that does more, he's Odif, he's doing better than the one that's doing less. So, and they're not doing the same amount of Kavanah Salev, so how could you say Echad Hamar B'v'yechad Amamit? Like, it's not the same. If you do more, L'Chur, you're doing more. This is the Taz's Kasha. The Sfasemus one sense and says there's no kash here. Because the main thing of the Avoides HaBori of doing the mitzvahs is misur yourself to the rotzen of the emes belief. That to bring yourself closer to really want to do with your whole heart what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. And if you can't do more, you're doing your best you could,
but with the right hesaris, with the right lave, that's just as good as somebody's doing marbe. Now, it's echad marbe v'echad mamad means both of them is working with the lave b'emes as much as they could. I one could do more, one could do less. That's because you have different koiches. But they're both doing the exact same thing. They're both using out all everything they have to do the avoid the b'lev shalim, even though they don't have so much koiches, they could do a little bit less. But if you're using out whatever you have, as much koiches that Hashem gives you, you use it out to do the avoid the b'lev shalim, that's just as good as the person that's doing hamar, but is doing it more. Because he has more koiches, he could do more. But the main thing what Hashem wants from us is that we have to work with emes b'lev shalim. And this is the way the Sfasemis wants to be Masber, the Maimon from the Tonet Ve'eliyahu, and it's brought down in the Medrash, that we always say that Kol Oimer, whoever says the Posik of Vishochat Oimer, which this Posik usually we say in the morning after we say the Parshas of Tomid, by Kabonis, we say this Posik. Why do we say this Posik? Because the Tonet Ve'eliyahu and the Medrash says that whoever says this Posik is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeichel Lo Yakedis Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Yakedah that Yitzchak was put on the Yakedah. The Yasev Ki Yakriv Miken Min HaBehema HaBokr. And as if considered as if you yourself brought yourself for korban to Hashem. And the Medrash dashens it from the first Pasuk of Adam Ki Yakriv Miken Min HaBehema Min HaBokr. So the Mashal from Lashon is Miken from you. In other words, you have to bring yourself also. When you bring a korban, you're bringing yourself. And he says the pshat is that really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is that our rotzen is by kabonis to be meisa nefesh. We want to give ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes, instead of ourself, he takes the behema, the animal, to murasodim. Instead of the person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the animal. And this really what was Yitzchak Avinu happened by the Akedah. That really his goof was supposed to be on the Akedah. And instead of him being nekad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the chalufa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the oila instead of him. So whenever we say this pasuk, v'shachar osa yecham esbech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered the union of the Kedis Yitzchak, and it's considered as if we ourselves gave our nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said that's the union of smicha. When we do the smicha, we put our hands on top of the animal, v'chol koichoi. You have to put all your weight on top of the animal. That's also to show, like with our machshov and our rotzen is to be meisa nefesh. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes, instead of our nefesh, he takes our pulos, our maisa that we are doing, like our koyach, our own strength, and the animal Hashem takes instead of taking us. And this is the pshat that we're saying, that the pshat is really, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is, the main thing is we want to give over our heart, we want to do with our good heart, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why by tefillah, by davening, is also, kineged timidim tiknum. And the pasuk says, "Neshalma porms vaseinu," that the dibur is like kemaisa. Kosh Baruch Hu takes our dibur, the saying of the kabbonis, and is mitzarefit with our lev, with our machshava, as if we're meisa nefesh. So this is all really the pshat. And the first chazal we brought down is that echad hamarba, v'echad hamamit ubavad sheyichaven liber l'shemayim. The main thing about the kabbonis and about tefillah is, with our lev, we have to want to be oved Hashem b'yemis. The most koiches we have, b'leiv shalim. Then Parshas in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk says, V'chol korban minchoscho, any korban of mincha you bring, ba'melech timloch, you should always use salt, v'loi sashbis melech brisalakecho, me'al minchosecho, he's never stopped from using salt on your mincha. And our kol korboncho takrev melech, and every korban that you bring, we should also always use salt. So the union of salt, the Pasuk says, is called the bris elokecha. This is called the Hashem. That this korban should be brought, lirtzoina, with your willingness, lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. Yeah. Now, the first parasha talks about a korban oila, which we all know a korban oila comes for the union of a hero avera. If somebody did not do the actual avera, that will have a chiyuv to bring a korban chatis, but rather he only had a hero, he only thought about doing an avera. In his mind, he thought about doing the Avera, for the bad thoughts you have in your mind, there's an inyan to bring a korban oila. And a korban oila, the pasuk says, only comes from a zocher, it only comes from a male. A nekeva cannot be brought for korban in the korban oila. And the Kliyoka once explained this, because really a korban oila is like showing gevura, showing strength of a person. That even though he had the bad machshavas, he had the bad thoughts, but he held himself back from doing the actual maisa.
He did not do the actual Avera. He only had the bad thought. And that's doima to a zocher, a man that has a strength to him that he can hold himself back. That's why a korban eruv is only brought from a zocher. Then the pasuk says, Yakriv oisai, he should offer it, liritzoinai, willingness, lefnei Hashem. And Rashi brings down the famous Gemara, the Darshan, Yakriv oisai is malamed shakoifin oisai. We force the person to bring the korban. Yochol ba'korchoi, I would think even by force, where he doesn't want to bring it, Talmud Leim, but the pasuk says, liritzoinai. No, he has to bring it willingly. Is what case it has to come out? Will I hit the person to bring the carbon until finally he himself agrees to bring the carbon? And this is a Gemara in Erechin that darshens like this. And the Hezbon, this Gemara, is the famous Rambam in Hilchos Gershon, that he explains really deep down every Jew wants to do good. It's only his Yetzer that makes him do bad. So we have to do with Kaisenoisi, we like force you to listen to us, means we like help you fight your Yetzer. And then when the person says, right to me, that's the real penimus, the inside of the person, that is Yetzer Tov, want to do good. And really there's Gemara and Brochus like that, and Daf Yud Zayin that it says that, Loshem Yisrael Rebbein Ha'olamim, Golov Yudua Lefanecha, Sheb Ritzoneinu Lasses Ritzoincha. Really every Jew, his own rots and his own will is to do what you want us to do. But me, Ma'akev, who stops us from doing it? Sa'or Sheb Isa, V'shibut Golis. It's only the Yetzer that you put into us. He stops us from doing the mitzvahs the way we're supposed to. But really, deep down, every Jew, his rotzen is to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. And the Be'er Moshe wants to explain like this, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Avodah says that the Umat Ha'olam Basad Lovai is going to have kindness for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're going to say, all the goyim are going to say to Hashem, Klum Kofi Saleinu Har Kadigas, Lekav Lanu. He's going to ask us, why weren't we Mekabel the Torah? So the Goyim are going to say, did you force the Torah upon us? Did you put the har on top of us like you did to Klai Yisrael? That you were kof aleim har kagigas? You didn't do that to us. So that's why we weren't mekabel the Torah. Now the Gemara doesn't say or answer what Hashem answered back to the Goyim. However, there's a Medrash Tanchuma that says that Omer lefonov, klum kof aleim har kagigas, is again the Goyim taina to Hashem. The reason why we did not accept the Torah was because you did not force it upon us. Is Omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to the Umas Ha'olam, V'aloi Omru Metchila Naaseh V'Nishma. Klai Yisrael at the beginning, before this, said by themselves, Naaseh V'Nishma. Now, that what does it mean? That Klai Yisrael is makabel really upon himself the Torah with Naaseh V'Nishma. But our core point of the Kasher is, how does this answer the question? Like the Goyim has a taina to say, why didn't you force the Torah upon us? The same way you forced the Torah upon Klai Yisrael. So what's the answer of the Medrash Tanchuma that Klai Yisrael first said, Naaseh V'Nishma? So the Be'er Moshe wants to explain like this, that the pshat for Naaseh V'Nishma is, like we're saying from the Rambam, that really deep down in every single Jew, there's a Naaseh V'Nishma. Every single Jew wants to do, wants to listen to Hashem, wants to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do. If we don't do it, the pshat is the Yetzer is there to stop us, that's all. So Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kof aleim hakagigas. He had to put the mountain on top of them, like to force them to mekabel the Torah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the sherish, the root of a Jew, is toiv. That's why he forced them to mekabel the Torah. Mashen came by the goyim, that the root, the sherish of the goyim are ra, are mushkis, are bad. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not force upon them the Torah, because them there's nothing to force. Because if you force upon something, somebody, and the person is bad, as much as you force, it won't come out anything good from it. It's only a path to be kaifem by a yid, by a Jew. By a yid that the shirish of the Jew, the root of him, is good. On him there's a kofalem hakagigis. Hashem can force upon us to mekabel the Torah. Because once he's kaifer alav, then the melech we do it for tzaynoi. We do it with our own will. Because the rotzen of a Jew is lasis toiv. Mashen kin bagoyim, the deep down rotzen of them, is only hashchos, is only to do bad. Now, even though before we said that by Anoni, when he brings his mincha, the Torah calls it a nefesh, it means that mesiris nefesh is tremendous by Anoni, but really, who are then by anybody that brings a korban? It's really the same way. Like here at the end of Pasuk Test, it says, by the korban oila, it says, oila isha reach nichoyach l'ashem. Now, by bringing a korban oila, it's a reach nichoyach, a giving nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, in the Gemara in Menachos and Avkuf Yud, it says that, nema ba'oila sehema isha reach nichoyach. The same thing when you bring a bird for korban oila, the pasuk also says, "Ishay a firing of reach nichoyach." Uve mincha, the pasuk says, Ishe reich nichoyach. So Gemara says, loy malach, to teach us, that echad hamarbe v'yechad hamabit, whether somebody does a lot or whether somebody does a little, ubelvad shiyechad and libo l'shemayim. The main thing is, you have to have in your mind, in your heart, that you're doing it for the purpose of Hashem. So we see from here is that Hareshu ikaru kavanas aleiv. The main thing of bringing the korban is to have the kavanas aleiv, because this is, like we say, the yisoid of all the korbanos. That the yisoid of a korban is that a person becomes closer back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way he becomes closer is with his machshava, with his thoughts. And this is very good why Chazal, the Gemara and Tainus, the Ashton from the Pasik, Uli Ovdoi B'chol Levavchem, that we darshan is zehui avoidi shibaleiv, what's called an avoid or work that we do in our hearts, have yoy mezu tfila. This is called tfila. And Chazal say that b'zman hazeh b'mokim shein beis hamikdash, we don't have the korbanos anymore, that the tfila, the davening, is b'mokim hakorban. And it's very good, we're saying the inyan of bringing the korbanos was that with your machshavta, with your leiv, you are makarv yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said, echad amarbe v'yechad amamit, obavach yechav libo l'shemayim. Who are in your leiv? That's called ezel avoid yishibaleiv. What's called the avoid in your heart? That's called tefillah. So it's very good why tefillah takes over the place of kabonis, because both of them is in you working with your heart to bring yourself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really on this Amayim Chazal that says that echad amarbe v'yechad amamit, the Taz asked the question. The Taz said, "Mamonashach, what are we talking about? If they're both being mechavel l'shem shemayim, so who the marba, the one that does more, he's odd, he's doing better than the one that's doing the less. And they're not doing the same amount of kavanas aleiv. So how could you say echad amabit v'echad amabit? Like it's not the same. If you do more, the who you're doing more. This is the Taz's kasha. The Sfasemus once answered and said, there's no kasha here, because the main thing of the avodas habori of doing the mitzvahs is misur yourself to the rotzen of the emes belief, that to bring yourself closer to really want to do with your whole heart what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. And if you can't do more, you're doing your best you could, but with the right isurus, with the right leiv, that's just as good as somebody's doing marbe. Now, it's echad marbe v'echad amamet means both of them is working with the leiv, the emes, as much as they could. I want to do more, one could do less. That's because you have different koiches. But they're both doing the exact same thing. They're both using out all, everything they have to do the avoid the b'leiv shalim, even though they don't have so much kirchis, they could do a little bit less. But if you're using out whatever you have, as much kirchis that Hashem gives you, you use it out to do the avoid the b'leiv shalim, that's just as good as the person that's doing hamar, but is doing it more. Because if he has more kirchis, he could do more. But the main thing what Hashem wants from us is that we have to work with emes b'leiv shalim. And this is the way the Sfas Emes wants to be masber. The Maimon from the Tana Dvei Eliyahu, and it's brought down in the Medrash, that we always say that Kol Oimer, whoever says the Pasuk of Vishochat Oisoi, Al Yerach HaMizbeach Sofoino, Lefnei Hashem, Vizorku B'nei Aron HaKoinim Ezdomei Al HaMizbeach Sovit, which this Pasuk usually we say in the morning after we say the Parshas of Tomid, by Kabonis, we say this Pasuk. Why do we say this Pasuk? Because the Tana Dvei Eliyahu and the Medrash says that whoever says this Pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoycha Lo Yakedah Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Yakedah that Yitzchak was brought on the Yakedah. The Yisiv Ki Yakruz Miken Min HaBehema HaBokah. And it's just considered as if you yourself brought yourself for korban to Hashem. And the Medrash dashens it from the first pasuk of Adam Ki Yakruz Miken Min HaBehema Min HaBokah. So the Master for Lashon is Miken from you. In other words, you have to bring yourself also. When you bring a korban, you're bringing yourself. And he says the pshat is that really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is that our rotzen is by kabonis to be meisa nefesh. We want to give ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes, instead of ourselves, he takes the behema, the animal, to muras adim. Instead of the person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the animal. And this really what was Yitzchak Avinu happened by the Akedah. That really his goof was supposed to be on the Akedah, and instead of him being nekad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the chalufa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the oila instead of him. So whenever we say this pasuk, B'shach HaRotzeh Yerech HaMizbeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the inyan of Akedat Yitzchak, and it's considered as if we ourselves gave our nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so that's the inyan of smicha. When we do the smicha, we put our hands on top of the animal, the chol koichoi. You have to put all your weight on top of the animal. That's also to show, like with our machshav and our rotanis, to be moisa nefesh. Just our Kodesh Baruch Hu takes, instead of our nefesh, he takes our pulus, our maisa that we are doing, like our koyach, our own strength, and the animal Hashem takes instead of taking us. And this is the pshat of the saying, that the pshat is really, that what our Kodesh Baruch Hu wants is, the main thing is we want to give over our heart, we want to do with our good heart the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why by tefillah, by davening, is also kineged timidim tiknum. And the Pasuk says, Neshalma form sfaseinu, that the dibur is like kemaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes our dibur, the saying of the kavonis, and is mitzarefet with our lev, with our machshava, as if we're maisa nefesh. So this is all really the pshat in the first chazal we brought down, is that echad hamarva, the echad hamamit ubavad shi'chaven libo l'shemayim. The main thing about the kabonis and about tefillah is, with our lev we have to want to be oivet Hashem, be emes, the most kreches we have, b'lev shalim.
Then in Pasuk Hey it says, v'shochat as ben haboko l'fnei Hashem, you make the shchito l'fnei Hashem, v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim es adom v'zokor es adom al ha-mizbeach soviv ha-shepesach ho-emoyit. Rashi brings down the famous drasha that mikabol v'yelach es mitzvahs kuna limad ala shchita shekshere b'zor, that the shchita is not called an avoida, a zar, not a kohen is allowed to make the shchita by a korban. When do we start to need the kohanim? That's from the avoida of kabol v'yelach, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Zrika Saddam, the Halacha Saddam, for that we need a Kohen. But for the Shechita, it's enough a Zar. And really, this drosha is brought down in the Gemara in Brochis and the Aflamar Aleph from Edbeis. Really, it was like Eli, by Eli HaKohen, it says he went after to find a Kohen to make the Shechita. So it says that Shmuel HaKotin, Shmuel HaNovi told him, like, what are you looking for a Kohen for? Shechita Bizar was Ksheira. So they brought him in front of Eli, and Eli asked him, how do you know this? So he answered back, Miksiv v'shochat ha-koyin v'grivu ha-kohanim ksiv, Miksiv v'shochat ha-koyin. Does it say by shchito ha-kohanim v'grivu ha-kohanim ksiv, mikabol v'yelch mitzvahs kuna, mikan l'shchito shekser bazar? That's what Shmuel HaNavi, Shmuel HaKotan, told Eli. So Gemara says, Omalei mei mashap ha-kamrit, Eli said, tak, he's saying very good, miyo moir ha-loch b'fnei rab-chat, v'chol ha-moir ha-loch b'fnei rab-oi chayiv miso. That's why Eli wanted to have Shmuel HaKotan put to Misa, and that it says the Chana daven to daven for him. But says Elanar Hazer his paloti, that Chana had a daven that Eli should not have Shmuel put to Misa because he was Mara Lach b'fnei Rabbi. That's what the Gemara says. And the Mefarshim asked the question, do where the Rambam Shita is that Kahanim are not allowed to wear the Kahanim, the big dekuna, Shlei b'shas avoida. Without the Avnet had Kalayim in it. So really the only heter to wear the klayim was because Esay Doichel Oysasei. So it's only B'shas Avoida. B'shas Tekahanam are doing the Avoida, they say Esay Doichel Oysasei, they're allowed to wear the Avnit. But Shalei B'shas Avoida, so Kahanam are not allowed to wear the Big Dekuna. That's the Rambam Shita. So before Hashem asked the Kasha, according to the Rambam, like why was Shmuel HaKotan here, why was he called the Meir HaLocha B'fnei Rabbi? Like he was telling Eli, don't look after a Kohen to make the Shechita, but even a Zar could do it. The halacha is like this. If you see your Rebbe doing an Avera, doing an Issa, you're allowed to be Mafreshim. There's no din of being Meir HaLocha B'fnei Rabbi Le'afushay Me'isura. To stop somebody from doing an Issa, even your Rebbe, you're allowed to tell him. The halacha of Meir HaLocha B'fnei Rabbi is time to tell him halacha, you're not allowed to pass in the halacha in front of your Rebbe. But the Chur over here, Shmuel HaKotin, was telling Eli that you want to have a Kohen to do the Shechita. If a Kohen does the Shechita, most probably he'll be wearing the Big Dekuna. According to the Rambam, since the Halacha is a Shechita, is not an Avoida, you don't need a Kohen. Even as Zarus Kosha, the Kohanim are not allowed to wear the Begodim v'shas the Shechita. So the Chur, Shmuel was very good by telling Eli to be mafresh meisura, don't do the issa. He told him, don't look after Kohanim. Let a Zar do it in order that the Kohanim should not be over the Avera. So why does the Gemara say that Shmuel was called Meir HaLocha B'fnei Rabbi and really was Chayiv Misa? It's only a case of Afushay meisura. And really the Rishash on the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Aleph and Mabez says like this. He says that Avada Eli also knew the halacha, that a shchita is ksheira bazar. That wasn't his mistake. But Eli wanted as shivas to get Kahanim to do it also. That's the pshat in Eli. Eli wanted to be mahader to do akhidr, let kahanim do the shchitur also. So on that, Shmuel answered back and says, no, you don't have to. That's called the mar alach of Bifnei Rabbi. Because that Eli wanted to have kahanim do the shchitur wasn't the pshat he was going to let them wear the big dekuna. Because of course, Eli also, the Rashash says, Eli also knew the alach that it's kosher bizarre. Since he knew the halacha is kosher bizarre, for sure that he was mahadar, we have to kahanim him, he would have not let them wear the big dekuna. Therefore, they would not be doing an iser. It's only that he wanted to be mahadar to do it nicely with kahanim, even without wearing the begodim. And on this, Shmuel said, no, you don't have to. So that's why it's good to Gemara. The Gemara says it's called Gemara halacha b'fnei rabbi, that really he was chayiv misa. Now then, the psukim go to talk about the different karbonis that are brought b'teres and neder u'nedova. The korban oila, korban shlomim, you don't have a chiyuv to bring it, it's called a neder and a dove, you can bring it on yom free will. Now after chamishi, then it starts with the korbanos hachoivo, that if you do a certain aveira, you have a chiyuv to bring korban chates, a korban oshim, to bring the different korbanos. It starts off after chamishi, posik beis davro b'nei Yisrael, lemor, nefesh ki sechato b'shgogo mikol mitzvah Hashem ha'shelos yosenu v'yosom yachas meheno. If you do one of these aveiras, you have to bring a korban chates. Now it starts off that in HaKoyin HaMashiach Yechato La'ash Masom. It's the Koyin HaMashiach, which means the Koyin Godel, if he does Navera, which is called La'ash Masom. This is called the guilt of the people. Then V'hikrav HaChato Seshechoto Par Bemoko Tomim La'ashem L'chatas. And Rabbeinu Abachai explains that it goes to a Seder now of four different people that do Chatoyim, that they have to bring a Korban Chatas. Starts off with the Kohen Godol, then it goes to the Sanhedrin, then it goes to the Melech Yisrael, and then it goes to V'achakach HaMoin Ha'am, the regular people. So he explains like this, Rabbeinu Bechayim, that the Chiddush is that even though the Kohen Godol, he's the person that's the most choshev in Klal Yisrael, he's very close to Hashem. And we know the closer you are to Hashem, the worse it is the Avera you do. Like, since you're so close to Hashem, how can you do an Avera? So a person would think that if the Kohen Gadol doesn't have Avera, there's no tshuva for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be moichel him. The Avera is so great, he's so close to Hashem, and he does something wrong, it's terrible. So therefore the Pasuk starts off now, even when the Kohen HaMashiach doesn't have Avera, if he brings the Korban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechaper him. Hu Adin, the Melech Yisrael. Hu Adin is Sanhedrin. And from this everybody learns out that even the regular people, if they do chatoyim also, through bringing korbanos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be mechaper them. Now the Alshach explains Posek Beis that it says Dabro b'nei Yisrael lemor nefesh ki sechato b'shkog. If a person doesn't avera b'shogeg, not willingly, mikol mitzvah Hashem asher lo yisei osenu v'yosom yachas mehena, and he does one of them. So he explains like this, Alshach, that if a person never did the avera b'mezid, he wouldn't come to do the avera b'shogeg. In other words, it's like an einish, it's like a punishment to do an avera b'shogeg. And it only happens because you once v'yochas miachas mehena. If a person once did the avera b'mezid, then mach mezeh noinish is that later you'll do it b'shoigig also. And he explained that's pshan the posuk that says the Novi says ki kol shalto b'yavonecha. The kasher is a michshol is called a shoigig, and the avon is called b'mezid. So what does it mean ki kol shalto b'yavonecha? So he answers like this: b'yavonecha means since you once did the avera b'mezid, therefore, kikoshalto will happen another time that you'll do it b'shoigig. Kikoshalto b'avanecho. Because you once did it b'mezid, that's why it'll come out later that maybe you'll do it again, even b'shoigig. And this is like we started off, that Ramban says that even if you do the avera b'shoigig, it's still a terrible avera, and you still have to bring a korban for a kapara. Now, in the Etzer Inyan of Kabonis, Ramosha Feinstein Schlitzer talks about it. That's time there's a Medrash Tanchuma that starts off at that in the beginning of a Yikro, that it says that on the Pasuk Gavas Odom, that Yeshli Malocha Gedolu Mikol Masher Sisi, Kedei Sheyedu Ech Lahakrev Korban Lefonai. Because Baruch Hu said, like, I'm giving you a tremendous mitzvah, bigger than all the other ones, to teach you how to become close to me. The same thing we find that by the Yitzias Mitzrayim, what was the Schus for Klai Yisrael to go out of Mitzrayim, was B'schus to Korban Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them base mitzvahs that was a dam Pesach and dam Mila. Sheshasku behem kadesh shigalu. Like, how come the first chus klai so to go out of Mitzrayim was because of the dam Pesach, the korban Pesach? What's so great? He speaks about the inyan of the kabonis. Stam, he speaks that the Mishnah in Ovis says that what kills a person is a taiva hakino v'yakovet. Person has too much taiva, too much kino, he's jealous, he wants other things, he has taiva, he covet, he wants respect, that's what kills him. And the pshat is that a person by himself really would be satisfied with anything. You'd be happy. It's only you see somebody else that has something more, that gives you a desire to have it, you have kina, you're jealous of him, it makes you want to have things. It's the kina that kills you. You see somebody else, that bothers you. So the pshat is, why does a person have kina, a taiva, covid? That's because he doesn't realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He thinks that it's his own, it's mine, I deserve it, I want it. Why should somebody else have it and not me? I want what he has, it deserves, I deserve it. You think everything comes by your own. If a person would really be makir the Hashkoch of Hashem, we makir the Yemes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to everybody what he deserves, so there's no Indian of kina, you can't be jealous. What your friend has is your friend's, what you have is yours, there's nothing to be jealous about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody what they deserve. So the Indian of a korban is, if you do a chet, you have taiva, you have desire to do things, because you want things, bring a korban. A korban is the pshat is that you realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're giving the korban, you're making something hegdish, you're giving it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even when the kahanim or the bailim eat from the korban, the ralach is how you're supposed to eat, there's a dinaiser, is something left over, you can't eat it anymore, but the need of a korban is to come back to the rishis to realize that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is the one that is giving us. And that's what Klai Yisrael had to realize by Yitzash Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though they were in the Tumas Mitzrayim, that I realized that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So B'schus, the Korban, the Dam Pesach, the Korban Pesach that they brought, B'schus Zeh, they were Nigalu. And that's this B'chal, this union of Korbonus, to make ourselves become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if to say, to realize everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. We don't go in to ask questions, why yes, why no. This Pashabbos is also Pashas Zohar. The union of Pasha Zohar is that the Pasuk says, Kimoche Emcher, we're supposed to like wipe out and destroy Amalek from ourselves. Now it says a double Oshin Mocher Emcher twice, because Amalek did two things bad. First of all, Amalek was Sosar by Lamala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliter, and who Adin Lamata. They took away from us. That means Lamala, we always said, the Eine Kise Sholom HaChimoche Shemosh Amalek. We said, Ki Yad Al Keis Ko, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisi will not be Sholem, will not be Molei, the Hashpor from Hashem, the Shechina, will not be Molei on this world until we wipe out Amalek. So Amalek stops the Shechina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be short in this world. Hu Adin Amalek, today if we made a Hester upon him in ourselves, in our lave, that we cannot be Mekabel the Torah, B'Shlemus. Kol Zaman there's a Sherish of Amalek between us, he put tumor into the world, that stops the limit of Torah, that makes us that we can't see the Kedusha, we can't see the right way. And therefore, by Moch Remcha, by wiping out the Amalek, that's the way we can be Zoyche for two things, of the Torah and the Avodas Hashem. And that's why it was brought down that right after Mechias Amalek, the first time, that's when Klai Yisrael was Zoyche to have the Torah and to get the Avodah. And who are then, Vechei Mechias Amalek, there was Bimei Shol, the David, that Zoyche right after that, Klai Yisrael was Zoyche for Torah and for Avodah. Torah was that was the Chochmas of Shloimai, Hamelach that he made was Nayan LaTorah, and the Avodah Poshet then was the Binyan Abayis. When we destroy Amalek, that's when Klai Yisrael is Zeichem, to have Kabbalah HaTorah really, to have the Schus of understanding the Torah, and to do Avodah back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing happened by Bimei Mordechai V'Yester, that right after the Mechias Amalek, Klai Yisrael was Zeichem again LaTorah V'Avodah. Torah that the Gemara always dashins, Kimu V'Kiblu. We say, Hoda Kiblu B'mei Achashverosh. After Achashverosh, there was a new Kabbalah HaTorah. What's the pshat? There was a new Kabbalah HaTorah? That the more we wiped out Haman was the Sherish of Amalek. The more we wipe out Amalek from us, it takes away the Hester upon him, the Choshech, the darkness, we could come to realize to understand the Torah. And Hu Adin, the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was built right after that. And Hu Adin, Mitz Hashem, will be Zeicher for Bayis HaShlishi, will be by the Mechemos Goy Gomogag, when we'll wipe out Amalek again, Amol Aretz Deya, will be Zeicher to have Deya again, and Avodah.